Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mad Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel after three games from this past week. And coach, we will start with last Friday's game. You defeat Jackson Heights 57-51. And in this game, it was close all the way. You guys pulled away in the end.
Yeah, I was happy with how we came out with really good energy. I thought we did a decent job defending. We knew that they had a lot of offensive ability. And so the first half, you know, they start going. They hit 11 threes in that game, so they still hit a lot. But I thought we did a decent job with that. And we got up the floor really well. We pushed the ball well, and we were just composed offensively. I think the poise at the end of the game was huge. You know, being a back-and-forth game, we knew it was a big game. It was a tight game. And to just stay focused and be able to pull away there at the end of the fourth quarter, that was good to see for the guys.
Then you guys won 64-54 at Valley Falls on Monday, and this one you guys were able to kind of do some similar things in this one as well.
Yeah, we knew this would be a lot better of a, you know, of a team with their kids back and fully in force. I mean, that they're a good team, and I was really happy with how our guys played against Valley. I thought that it was similar to the Jackson Heights game in terms of, you know, it was kind of back and forth. They had runs, we had runs, and then just being able to stay focused so that we can get a good pull at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. It was good. But yeah, they have some good players. They're well coached. They worked hard. But I was happy with how our guys fought through that.
And then on Tuesday, a tough loss at Pleasant Ridge, 60-55, as you guys had some injuries, some sickness, and in the end, in your defense, had a tough time stopping the interior play of the Rams, and then the top of that, they were knocking down shots from beyond the arc to boot. So this one kind of, you're hoping that you can take this one and kind of scrap it and move forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that team is, they played really well. They shot 35% from three. They pounded inside. They hustled. They played really good defense, and they ran a 2-3. They ran some man. And so it was tough, and, you know, we down people. It's not an excuse, right? Like, you just got to be able to handle that. And so a little disappointed. I don't know if we were fully ready to play, which I'll take the ownership for. But it's something that, you know, we're going to take it on the chin. We're going to use that as motivation going into Friday night.
Yeah,
ultimately on in the substate.
I was about to ask, how do you mentally recover from a game like that and try to prepare for a Horton team that's wanting to get back at you guys for a loss that you handed them earlier in the season? On top of that, if you win this, you clinch a share of the NEKL title.
Yeah, we knew that Friday, you know, it's been circled for a while. We knew it's going to be a big game. And, you know, so when we have a situation like what happened on Tuesday night with how it all went down, it's an opportunity for us, I think. And I think with the guys that I have and what I've seen this year from our kids, and just from talking to them late last night, and, you know, they're hungry and they're focused. And so I actually think that this could help us in the long run, have a little bit of extra motivation. You know, we were talking about giving the guys the night off tonight, to help kind of mediate the flu that everybody has. I mean, so many of these guys have been fighting flu, and they're playing through fevers, and they're fighting. You know, being able to, they're like, no, we want to practice. And so that's really what we're going to do, is get in the gym tonight, and we're going to work, and we're going to be ready to go Friday.
And this will be the last time before we reconvene next weekend that we can be able to kind of look at the sub-state standings and kind of try to predict what's going to happen, or possibly speculate, if you will. That was the word I was looking for. As the next week, we'll have the actual brackets in our hands to be able to look at and say who's playing who. But you guys will be playing at home. We know that for the fact. On your first game, you'll have at least a top two seed, as you've clinched a one or a two, kind of just depending on what happens with this game on Friday versus Horton as to who gets the one and who gets the two. But this is, either way, this sub-state is a tough one, and there's not going to be any easy matchups in this one.
No, I mean, and we learned that last night, that, you know, game one through game three are all three going to be all big games. And this is a sub-state that could go to anybody, you know. But my message to our guys is that, you know, it's not something that we need to go in fearful with, that we know that if we're playing our best, that we're confident that we can win it. And so we just got to be ready to go every single night. And it's a toss up. There's a lot of good teams. I mean, you got JCN and Horton, you know, they're super physical, right? Valley Falls is in there. That if they start shooting well, I mean, they're as tough as anybody to beat. Caraparavel Latin School. You know, they just played Bishop Ward the other night too. I think it was a 5 or 6 point game. So, it's loaded. But I'm confident in our guys, and I'm confident that, you know, we're going to use this week to motivate us, and then, we're going to go give it everything we got to compete.
It's a lot that can still happen in this last week. And Coach, I look forward to talking to you again next week with actually being able to look at the bracket and be able to assess your upcoming matchup in Substate. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward. Yeah. Thanks, Jared.
That was Morehill Mad Academy Boys Head Basketball Coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.